This is Kurt Vonnegut. During my controlled near-death experience this morning, I had a continental breakfast with Harold Epstein, who died recently on his 1.5-acre estate in Larchmont. He died of what can only be called natural causes since he was 94. This sweet man was a certified public accountant who, after a heart attack 34 years ago, surrendered in the company of his sweet wife, Esther, to what he himself called garden insanity. Esther is still among us, and I hope she's listening. These two lovebirds, Harold and Esther Epstein, traveled around the world 4 times, seeking and often finding wonderful new plants for American gardens, although neither one of them had any formal training as a horticulturalist. At the time Harold soul traded his old flesh for new flesh in heaven, he was president emeritus of the American Rock Garden Society, the Greater New York Orchid Society, and the Northeast region of the American Rhododendron Society. I asked him for a WNYC soundbite I could use in summing up his life after his heart attack so long ago. He said, "My only regret was that everybody couldn't be as happy as we were." And the late Harold Epstein said that the first thing he did after he got to heaven, after picking a flower he'd never seen before, was to thank God for the priceless gift of garden insanity.